We're talking today with Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University. And Dr. Kaiser, you had the opportunity to do an in-depth study looking at the dollar head beef checkoff and its value back to producers, or a return on investment type study. Tell me a little bit about the fact that I think you've done these type of studies before, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And the study that you're referring to basically had two primary purposes. One was I was looking at what the impact the CBB marketing activities, both domestic as well as international, have on beef demand in the United States as well as in foreign markets. And the second purpose of the study was to look more bottom line. What are the benefits of these programs, and how do these benefits compare to the costs? Are beef producers and beef importers who pay for these programs getting benefits that are larger than the cost of their investment?
So what's the bang for the buck?
The bang for the buck is very good news. First, let me talk about the demand side. On the demand side, I found that the nine marketing activities that the CBB are conducting had a substantial impact on beef demand over the last 8 years. Specifically, what I found was if we would not have had, if the market would not have had any of these CBB domestic marketing activities, beef demand in the United States would have been 11.3% lower than it actually was. So in other words, if there wasn't a CBB, we would be looking at a very different market situation on demand domestically. On the foreign market side, the contributions of the CBB to USMEF, along with the FAS marketing expenditures, the CBB contribution is having a tremendous impact as well on international demand. Had there not been those contributions by the CBB, I think foreign market demand would have been 6.4% lower on average over that time period. So clearly the CBB is having a major impact both on domestic and international demand. In terms of the bottom line, which is probably the most important issue for producers and importers, the results are similar. For what I found was that for every dollar that was invested in these marketing activities, both foreign and domestic, that returned $11.20 in additional net revenue to both importers and growers, producers of beef. That is a rate of return that any business, big or small, would be envious to have.
So that dollar, $11 back.
$11 back, that's correct.
Now, you know, when you look at the demand side of your study, we're talking about not just advertising, but we're talking about the other marketing, working with influencers and these type of things as well. Is that right?
That's right. In fact, I was looking at and breaking these out into nine different activities, including generic beef advertising, public relations, beef safety research, channel marketing, industry information, new product development, nutrition research, product enhancement research, and finally foreign market development. That was the international one. So what I did was I looked at each of those programs separately, and then I combined them, and the combination is where you get that dollar invested gets $11.20 back.
When you think about that type of return, how does that compare to the other type of programs that maybe you've studied down through the years?
Very good question. I have done studies, economic evaluation studies, of virtually every program out there domestically over the last 25 years. And I just looked at yesterday what the median benefit-cost ratio was. And the median benefit-cost ratio on my recent studies has been 6.2. Every dollar returns $6.20. So this is almost double that. So it's something to be very excited about if you're in the beef industry.